Hey, it's me, Yamini, and you're listening to Pillow Fight. If you want more of us, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Pillow Fight Pod. If you love us, leave us a review in the Apple Podcast app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We've got an amazing episode in store for you, so buckle up. Thanks so much for listening.
Pillow Fight.
Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow Fight.
This is so fun.
We're pillow fighting.
Why is it so fun?
Pillow Fight!
Today on Pillow Fight, I'm joined by Mohan Adel Shaikhi, a stand-up comedian and writer who has been featured on Conan and Comedy Central and currently works for Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. You can find more of Mohanad on Instagram at mohanad.elshaikhi and on Twitter at mohanadelshaikhi. In this episode, we discuss sex scandals, on and off celebrity relationships, and growing up naive.
Fuck. Marry? Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, so for fuck, marry, kill, the first thing I have is that the trailer for Karen has been making the rounds on social media this week. So the film stars Taryn Manning from Orange is the New Black, and it follows a young Black couple who moves in next door to a white supremacist who makes their lives a living hell. Number two is that T-Pain opened up about his mental health in the upcoming Netflix docuseries, This Is Pop. He said that Usher, who was once a close friend that he respected, told him several years ago that he ruined real music with his liberal use of autotune. These comments sent him into a 4-year state of depression that he is only now talking about. Number three, 26-year-old candidate for New York City Council, Zach Wiener, had a private video leaked on Twitter earlier this week featuring a younger Wiener during a BDSM session with the dominatrix. His response was pretty straightforward. He just said the video was a violation of trust, but that he's not ashamed for the private activities that he enjoys doing with his partners. So fuck, marry, kill, Karen movie, T-Pain admitting that Usher made him depressed, and the Zach Wiener leaked tape, what would you do?
Oh, wow. Okay. I feel like two of them I would kill, but I have to pick one. I'll definitely feel like I want to kill the Karen movie,
mm-hmm,
for sure, because it just sucks and I don't like it. And then fucking Mary. I mean, I'm going to go with Mary for the PDSM guy, just because he was like, fuck it, that happened and I do not care. Mm-hmm. So that was good. So I'm only left with one now. So I'm just going to go with fuck Usher, but like, as in like, fuck you, Usher, and not have sex with Usher though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would also kill the Karen film. I think it's like definitely one of those things where a bunch of people saw Get Out and are now trying to make another one just like it, but it's like none of them will be Get Out. And this one is just like way too on the nose with the like calling it Karen, and you know,
it's such a hack concept. Also, like, it's just like it had its time, like when everything like would I feel like even the word Karen is like losing its worth now, because like so many people are using it and a lot of like white people are using it now, so it's just like it's not as fun anymore.
Yeah.
And to make a whole movie about it, it was just like, why are we doing this?
It's like if someone made a movie about like a TikTok trend or
exactly,
something.
Exactly, yeah. A TikTok trend from like last year too.
So yeah, because like I think current, that like, yeah, the Karen thing, they probably started making the movie when it was still a thing that was being,
yeah,
like used like that, but it definitely didn't like age into the time it would be released. Which
absolutely, yeah. They could have thought about that, you know, like they should have been like, what do we think this is going to make sense in, I don't know, a year from now? And of course not, because it was a topical thing. Like, you shouldn't make movies about topical stuff, mm-hmm, unless you intend to release them in a week somehow.
Yeah. Or like years, years, years later.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Something like that. But now it's just like, it doesn't have like, it's not relevant anymore. Also, it's not a great concept. Like, I watched a trailer and it didn't make me go, yes, I want to watch that.
Yeah. Did you watch, yeah, Orange is the New Black?
I did. I did watch it, yeah.
I don't know what I feel, but about Taryn Manning being typecast consistently as, like, a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how she feels about that, slash, like, if she specifically goes out for those kinds of parts.
I mean, she definitely has the vibe. I get it. I get why they have her as mm-hmm. the person who's playing Karen. But I feel like from her perspective, she was like, okay, well, a paycheck, especially during a pandemic when nothing was happening. I don't know if she regrets this now, because it just looks bad. I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that also calling it Karen kind of missed the mark on what the movie was about, because it seemed like actually brutal and like a horror mm-hmm. movie with like death, and Karen just feels like a somewhat like, can I speak to the manager person?
You exactly. know? And I mean, they have that line too, where like in the trailer where she like asks to speak to the manager, and it's just like, it's this whole thing is extremely hack. Like, it's not, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
You know, like it felt like they took a bunch of tweets and they were like, yeah, that's the script. Hope everyone enjoys it.
I feel like it was like a high schooler in a video production class is like concept.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly.
I guess they're just trying to make movies now because it's been a while and like movie theaters are reopening, but I don't like that. And then I think I would marry the like T-Pain thing. Not like the Usher part, just like mm-hmm. Him opening up about it and being honest about someone he loved disrespecting him. And I feel for him, and I feel like I want to be there to help him through the situation and to support him through his mental health journey. And then I would fuck the Zach Wiener BDSM tape, because I mean, it is BDSM, so it is like kind of, it is sex, so I would fuck yeah. that.
That makes sense. Yeah. No, yeah, I think the T-Pain thing was weird too, especially I think the part that like struck me the most, that when he said that he has the flight attendant to wake him up, I'm like, you're gonna wake me up just to insult me? Like, that's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think like it's a strange thing. I don't know what the public sentiment on Usher is anymore.
I don't think the public has anything to say about him, to be honest. I mean, he's just rich now. I don't know if he makes music or does anything that has to do with it. I have no idea what Usher does now. He doesn't act.
Yeah, so. I think the last major thing that I remember him doing was like bringing Justin Bieber into the forefront.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes, that was what, 20 years ago? I have no idea.
I want to say like 10 years, more than 10.
I don't know how long has Justin Bieber been famous for, because I don't know how old he is.
He was started getting famous when I was in like probably fifth or sixth grade. So it'd be like up to like about 15 years maybe.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I don't even remember that part about him. So it's just, I think the last thing I remember about him is that song that he had with Lil Jon and like who else? The other guy, Ludacris. I think, right? Yes.
That very, very old song that like was like,
yeah, that was like extremely famous. But other than, like, at least Ludacris like went into acting and stuff. Like Usher was just like, yeah, that's it. I hope you remember me from the weird dance moves I've done.
I think that like these days, as like Twitter becomes a way to leak information about people in public office, I think so much of that is just like, let's show the general public that this person has sex, which I think is like a funny concept.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the way they went about it though, is just like, but I mean, I'm like, that's literally what this guy is into.
Mm-hmm.
To be humiliated and when like, and just like, you guys just did that. That's just his kink. And yeah. What did you think was going to happen?
I mean, maybe they did do that for that and not to actually hurt his race, because he was already like big time losing, I think.
Yeah, because so. There's so many people, I feel like they were like, okay, you know what, I'm gonna vote for you now just based on this.
Yeah,
so maybe he leaked it, who knows.
There we talked about, I don't know, a few episodes ago I talked about how one of the Cheetah Girls leaked her own nudes in order to get out of Disney Channel, so it's you know, this could be an elevation of that strategy.
That's crazy. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know people like just did that, but it makes sense. Cause like, what other way can you get out of like a Disney contract? And I'm sure like she can just say, like, release me, because they're probably like, fine her or something. But that makes sense to me. That's so funny.
Which I just think is like a hilarious thing, because she can't break her own contract, but it's like they would break hers. And I wonder if now that would still happen.
Yeah, I feel like maybe they'll have like add a clause against it or something. Like, if in case this happens, you still also will be fined or something, something like that. Like, they're not dumb. They know how to protect their money.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if they would end the contracts over that kind of thing now. Because I think that, like, it's changing a little bit. But
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea, really. It's just, yeah, it is changing. But Disney is just so, like, uptight about, like, so many things. So maybe they're cool with it now. I have no idea. But, yeah.
I just think, like, I don't know. I was seeing, like, Olivia Rodrigo or whatever is, like, a Disney star right now. And it's just really different, her relationship to the public, than any Disney star of my youth. So
yeah, I mean, I really have no idea anymore, because I feel like I'm out of the loop on the Disney thing. Because, well, I mean, like, not really, because like they own so many companies now, so I feel like everything is Disney now, even if it doesn't like straight up say Disney on it. It's just like they own so many companies, so I feel like now they should be more like lax when it comes to these things, because you're like, you can't really restrict the content the way you did when it was like the Disney Channel only, you know, because like now you have like all of these like fan bases. So you like, you can't just be like, no sex, nothing like this. Still, again, no people of color. That's the Disney Channel, I assume. But yeah, I don't know what it is like now, but I'm sure like they have like restrictions on like people, like, I don't know, what's his name? That guy who was like, I support Palestinians, and then came out the next day and was like, actually, I take it back. Disney yelled at me.
Was it Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah. He was like apologizing. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry if I've ever done anything good.
I think it's like also that those kind of scandals, particularly if they're not with minors, like drum up excitement for, you know, you get people talking, and it's like, that's always a good thing. Like, NFL jerseys like peaked in sales around the time when like the protests that were like changing the Redskins and the Cleveland Indians and things like that, those names, like people were buying the jerseys to burn them.
And so
it was like, they're still feeding into that system. And so I think that's like something that's really tied into social media that they didn't have before. So I think that is definitely maybe why we can have more edgy Disney stars now.
But yeah, exactly.
Not because they like want them to be liberated, but because it's like good publicity if they do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what the public wants, and that's it. They'll just give them that.
I think it's also interesting that people who run for political office can't have ever like done anything bad in their lives. Like, this is not even bad, this is just sex. But if you were like arrested once at like 18, you can't like become a lawyer, or I mean, you can't become a cop, but nobody should become cops. You can't become, you know, elect, like, whatever. So I think that's like an interesting sort of restriction, because I think it's probably people who have broken a few laws who've like learned something about how they work.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like they've done something bad in the past. It's more like the people who don't like them pretending to be offended by that thing or against that thing, even though they never publicly were like opposed to it.
Yeah, you know, or they participate like, in it in private, like weed.
Exactly, yeah. The moral compass just, like, keeps changing based on, like, who the person is. Yeah, especially, like, with weed, like, when they, like, I don't know, like, I remember, like, back in the day when Obama, like, they leaked pictures of him just, like, smoking weed, or, like, him talking about smoking weed. And I'm just like, what? Like, probably the only cool thing about him. Like, what is the, like, what's the issue here?
Yeah,
so it's so weird just being like, yeah, like nitpicking and just like being like, yeah, this is bad. I'm like, no, it's not bad. You just want it to be bad.
And even the Biden administration like let people go who they like had smoked weed, and they just don't. Like, I would want more stoners in the government. It would be a better place.
To be fair, I think with Biden though, I think he legit thinks that it's a bad thing, because he's just old and to him, that's very offensive.
Yeah, I feel like Kamala, I feel like Kamala has to have done it many times.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I don't think Biden did. I don't think he's, like, cool enough to have done anything in his life. I think he's just, like, been like this for his whole life, been this old, like, since he was, like, 20.
Mm-hmm.
That was like his like personality. But yeah, Kamala, like I'm sure she smoked weed. There's no way she hasn't smoked weed.
I think she like arrested the people for smoking weed, then took their weed and then smoked it at home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was like her, which I think that is what those people do. But yeah, I don't know. I think like Biden was definitely like the kind of person who's like drank a lot and was like, this is okay. This is like being young and partied and stuff, and then is like weed is a hard, hard, hard drug.
Well, it's you know, it's fucked up because like he's like, yeah, like he got people out who smoked weed and he was like, you know, like there is no path for redemption kind of, you know, like
mm-hmm.
it's not people who smoke weed, it's people who smoked weed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're supposed to be like, wow, what a great father. He forgave his son for all of like the drug use and all of that, which I'm sure like, yes, you should. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but like, why don't you like extend the same courtesy to other people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why is it like you can't have it both ways? Like, you're like, oh, there's an arc of like redemption for my son, but for other people, that's it, you're gone, you can't work with me, you can't associate with me.
I mean, I think there's a lot of things that are like this where people feel differently when it's their family or friends versus like the general public, and I think yeah. that he thinks he's like protecting people probably
so, yeah, from a drug that's like been legalized in so many states.
Yeah, and I think it's also a really interesting thing that it's legal in states but not legal federally, which is like a whole, you know, legal mess. Yeah. But yeah, I think the sex tape maybe was good for Zach Wiener.
I think it was good for him. Yeah. A lot of the, most of his replies are like very positive. So
mm-hmm.
there's that.
Yeah. And his like response was very like, he didn't, the only people who could criticize it were people who were just like, how dare you like do this stuff. Like not people, not anything about his character or like political.
Yeah, exactly.
Persona. Yeah.
Would you rather, would you rather, would you rather? Let's play a game of would you rather.
Okay, so this first one is kind of morbid, so I'm sorry. But in the US, school shooting rates are really low during the pandemic, but now things are opening up again. And so we're starting to see those things happen more. And I want to know, one, if you would rather die from COVID or from a school shooting, and would you rather have your child die from a school shooting or one of your parents die from COVID?
Okay. I mean, to be honest, I would go with a school shooting just because it feels like it's COVID takes a long time for you to die. And if I'm just going to die, I just want it to happen like that. If I had to pick between my child and one of my parents, what was that one like, my child like dies from COVID,
child dies from school shooting, and a parent dies from COVID.
I'm gonna say I am sorry to my parents, but I don't even have a child, and by the way I treat my cats, who are not even children, I'd probably pick my child.
Yeah, I think it's
yeah,
it's much more like protective relationship being a parent.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll understand because they have children, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I would also rather die from school shooting, but it's like, oh my God, the reason why, it's embarrassing. But I think at least I'd die a martyr, you know, the school shooting, they can become big media things. They're going to have my picture all over the news. I'll be important. COVID, I'm like one of millions.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't want to die a painful death, I guess, for me.
Yeah.
It's just like, especially like knowing that you're going to die, I think is very hard as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's just one of those, yeah.
So yeah, like
if it's a sudden death, I'm just like, it's obviously bad, but like still,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is.
Yeah. And I'd also rather have one of my parents die from COVID, not because like, but it's also they're older. Like they've lived more life.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like losing a child would just like destroy my life.
But in some ways I feel like losing a child might be better, as in like you, it's not like they, I guess you're mourning what could have been the rest of their life, but it's not like you're mourning so many years of experience and time with them.
I don't know. I feel like
I've never had a child die, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, I feel like for parents, like you never want your child to die before you. That's the thing, you know, like it's just based on like how time works. You're supposed to go before your child. You never have to experience that, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. It just feels like it would be worse. Well, especially like from like a school shooting, because like they just, you know, it's just, especially like you have a person to blame for it. And it's just like you have to see that person and you have to hear about it over and over again. And then you have to live in a place where you're like, well, fuck you and your child, we're not going to change anything about it.
Yeah.
So it's not just losing the child, it's just the frustration that comes after it that will just like haunt you forever, basically.
Yeah, it's not something you can just like look away from.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's all in the media and everything. Whereas like COVID, mm-hmm. it's also, there's not like a particular person and there's not like legislation that would change the way that
it's a virus, so it's just you know.
Yeah. I think also I'm curious about how, because I know there were a lot of places where school was still open during COVID because they're like, you know, didn't want to lock down or whatever. And it's like, they could die from both at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean,
there were like no school shootings, I think, during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just, it's bad that schools are the place where kids die the most, I guess. It's just like,
yeah.
I'm like, I understand now the people who want to just homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, school just doesn't really protect kids by any means from anything.
I think there's so many like different reasons why people homeschool though. And I think that it's sometimes like, I know people who want to do that because they don't trust like the liberal education system to like not tell their kids that they're the problem. And then other people are like, school doesn't protect kids. So I think it's like, if both sides are having an issue with it, it's like.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I don't know. And schools don't even like pay teachers well. So you have that. And it's just like, it's a whole system. They're just like, literally just like, I feel like no one learns anything from it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you go to some like really good school and you just like got lucky. It's just like a luck based system. And also if you have money, obviously, then luck is not involved. You can just pay for a good school and then
just
have that.
I feel like my school experience that like I learned a lot, as in like I did homework and I picked up skills and things like that, but I didn't, you know, come out of it feeling like this was a supportive environment for me to like foster my own desire to learn. It was just like, I kind of have to learn these things in order to like be a member of society, because that's what people say.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you do it because like you feel like it's something that you have to do. It's just like kind of like it's a race kind of thing where you just have to finish all the levels, you have to get like to the end, and then you're like, oh cool, I did that thing. You just feel like you have to do it, which I feel like I felt with school, but also like with college as well. Like now I'm like thinking about it, I'm like, I wish I didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm doing nothing with my degree. It's just one of those things where I'm like, yes, like the college experience was nice. You want to live that. But other than that, I'm like, what did I learn from college that I couldn't have learned myself?
Yeah. I think nothing. To me, it's just like the structure of it is like the only thing that, like I have a hard time learning on my own just because I'm lazy and wouldn't set myself deadlines or like things like that. But actually there's so much unnecessary shit, and like schools are honestly quite predatory towards like students who need the most help. So
yeah.
Okay, so my second would you rather, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson have announced they're splitting up again. So this, I think they've done it like twice now. Maybe it was just once, but that once was a huge public fiasco. A lot of celebrities I've noticed have these like long drawn out on again, off again relationships, and they seem, they're annoying to watch. They're frustrating to watch. So I can only imagine how frustrating it is to be in that. I don't know if you would rather only be in that kind of relationship for the rest of your life or never have another romantic relationship ever again.
You mean be in a relationship where you like constantly like break up with someone?
Yeah.
If it was just, it was that or the other option, I would just like pick the other option. Like, why would I, if it's a relationship like that, it feels like it would just like lead to nothing. And it's just, I feel like for them, they're just keeping it for the sake of God knows what. Then I'd rather be just be alone, I guess.
Yeah.
Like why? Yeah. It doesn't seem like it is. It doesn't seem like it is. It's like, you know, there's nothing good coming out of it, it seems.
Yeah. So, I think a lot of people are weirdly comforted by on again, off again relationships. And I personally am like, once we break up, there is no, like little to no chance that we will ever hook up again or anything. Like I just am like, I have to pretend like you died. So I don't understand it. I also think that like everything I want to achieve in life, I could still do without a romantic relationship. Whereas like having an on again, off again relationship like that would take up so much time that I think I would like not, like so much mental space that I think I would not be able to actually do things that I wanted to do. Whereas like, I think whatever, I wouldn't have like romance and like that kind of stuff, but I would still have like friends and
exactly, like,
people to meet my like emotional needs and, you know, support systems. And I could still like, you know, have a life without it.
Doesn't seem good mentally too, you know, it just seems like it's something that'll just take so like, cause like, you know, it's not going to go well every time.
Yeah.
And I think he's just like waiting for that moment. So it's just, you know.
I think for celebrities, it's really like a lot of them feel like they have to kind of make it work in the public eye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I think I know a lot of people in real life who do it where it's just like it's like some people love to make a mess just for fun. Two, I think that it's like you did want to break up, but now you're feeling like lonely because you spend most of your time with them. And so now you're like, what do I do with that? And instead of like kind of bearing the loneliness for a bit in order to actually move on, they just like go back and find that. Whereas like, I think for me, the loneliness thing exists, of course, like it exists for everyone. But I think I just like extra dive into like other shit when that happens.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, like you said, they feel like they have to make it work. And it just feels like very, like, I don't know, it feels like very transactional, because like you have to keep like this image of whatever people want from you. But like, you know, and I don't know, I just feel like when it comes to celebrities, I don't know if any of them have like an actual like meaningful relationship with like anyone that doesn't involve like their publicist or like
the PR person. I'm being sure.
Of course it is, but it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where it's just like, even like when you hear like a breakup, I'm just like, I don't know if that does really like affect them as badly as would affect like a normal person, but who knows. You only have the image that they give you. So like, there's nothing else you can like build on and just be like, oh, they feel this way, or like, oh, they really love that person. Like, I have no idea, really.
I feel like honestly, it might hurt more because you're so used to being consumed in the public eye and not having people close to you who like actually know you. And that's like one person who might, this is like assuming it's like a real relationship, someone who might, and then they leave and it's like, that feels harder because, you know, like celebrities have friends who like leak their secrets all the time, and like I think it's like probably hard to also just like people get messy during breakups, like that whole when Calvin Harris was like firing off Taylor Swift after they broke up, that was like a whole other saga. And I remember when Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez were like back and forth for so long, like these were like our strong memories of my youth. But
well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, truth or dare?
Truth.
What's a view that you held strongly at one point in your life that you now look back on with like shame or regret, or like why would I ever think that?
Fuck, I feel like a lot of stuff. I'm just trying to remember if there's like anything specific. A view that I had. Fuck, I don't know. A view that I have, and it's. It's not really a view. I think it's like what my parents like raised me on, I guess, is if I ever to be in like marry someone or like be in a relationship with someone or whatever, they have to be like from the same country of origin as I am. Mm-hmm. And they also have to practice the same religion I practiced at the time and everything. Mm-hmm. And that was just like something I really believed in. It was like, yeah, of course, like it. And whenever like someone who's like, you know, like does the opposite of that, like from like, you know, like from where if I have someone who's like related to me who like would marry someone who's like not from Libya or like be in a relationship with them, I'd be like, oh, why would you do that? That just seems like a dumb thing to do. Just like, and it's like to an extent, just like disgraceful, you know? Uh-huh. And now I'm just like, that doesn't even make sense to just even think that. Like, what is, like, and then I'm just like, oh, it's just my parents who were like, who really believed in that, because mm-hmm. it's just how they did it forever. And
yeah,
and now I'm just like thinking it's like absolutely dumb, and it doesn't even make sense. I'm just like, no, you have to be with someone who's just like. Because like no one else can understand you, and like mm-hmm. and then now you're like, that doesn't even make sense, you know? Yeah. Like I feel like now especially now like we live in a time where like we're like very connected by like TV and social media and stuff, so I feel like generationally we all like mostly have the same experiences in like how we think and everything. I mean, like, yes, like it differs like depending on where you are, and so like there's like other like aspects to it, but for the most part, like even when I moved to the States like 7 years ago, I feel like when I talk to people like who are like my age or like the same generation and stuff, we have so much in common, even though we lived in like two different like continents. Like we're not even like the same, we're not even close in distance. So yeah, I guess that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's also like, yeah, they might not have experienced the same things as you, but it's like come to a point where like anyone should be able to understand, they should take the time to be able to understand like anything that someone they're like serious about has
exactly,
to
yeah.
deal with.
Also, why would it be like, you know, like why would you want to be with someone who had like the exact same experiences in life that you had? Like what is the fun of that to begin with?
I think it's not fun, I think it's just easy.
It is, yeah. I guess it's definitely easy, but I just feel like you don't really grow as a person by any means.
Yeah,
you just have this like limited worldview, and like this is how everyone lives, and then you just die eventually.
What like changed, opened your mind to realizing that you didn't feel this way anymore?
I think when I went like when I was in college, you know, like and I think it has like to do with just like the whole like social media and everything, and you're like. And I started like, and that's when I started traveling as well, and just like, you know, like experiencing the world and just like being outside of where I was for like my most of my life, and you just like make friends like with people who are like not from the same country as you are, to or just don't even know where you're from really is, and you're like, yeah, people like there are so many ways to live, and it's not. There's not only like one way as I believed when I was like growing up, and there's no really a wrong way. It's just like you just do it the way it feels to you, and you know, like as you know, they kept growing up, and just like, you know, like you become like more and more open-minded, and then you're like, it really doesn't matter.
I think those cultural things are really interesting because it's like, it's really clear that people are taught a lot of their beliefs and not, you know, they're not like the general guidelines of society. It's like someone said that one time and now just do it. And like how many things that we don't question are like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure like a lot of people like live like that still, like even with in like, not just like where I'm from, like even like here in the States and everywhere else, like you just have those people who are like, this is how my father did it. This is how my grandfather did it. And this is how I'll do it as well. And my kids will be the same way. And it's like, well, I guess if that works for you, like enjoy that. But that sounds so boring to me.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Indian Matchmaking?
I watched some of it, yes. And it's a lot of it is like very relatable. Like I understand that experience. Obviously, like just like nothing happened to me, but just like seeing like other people in my family, like whether like women or men, just being like, you know, arranged marriage and just like having that person, like an elder in the family, just being like, nah, I'll take care of this.
Yeah. It's also like so many people are like looking to reproduce their parents' relationship in this way, and their parents are like a part of it, which like I think is just a more like a less individualistic culture. But I think it's like, I think I've always thought the concept of even white people do this, like I want to find a partner just like my dad or whatever. You don't want the person you're with to be your parent. That's not healthy.
Exactly, yeah. And sometimes it's not even a happy, like, I mean, I'm sure, yeah, some people like have parents who are in happy relationships and they're fine, but like there are some people who are just like, your parents are just putting a show and I'm not sure if they like still like one another. But they still want you to do that because that's how they did it, and they think that it's okay not to just like fully like someone. Because I'm like, yeah, I've been with your dad for 30 years and I don't like him that much. We just make it work. And it's like, oh, so you're missing out and you want me to miss out as well? It's just, that's not how life works.
They also think they're doing the noble thing, I think. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Right. Okay. I have something for you. So truth or dare?
I'll start with a dare.
Oh, a dare. Okay. Okay. Yes. Dare. Read me your, last Google searches.
Kevin Hart on cancel culture, Pulse nightclub day, .mov into MP4, Karen film, current events, headlines of the week. So
okay, it's not very mostly podcast research.
Yeah. And there's some random ones. It's not that fun.
That's really funny because like yesterday I literally googled, I looked up. Okay, funny. I literally have my first Google search says Karen. and then literally it just says pop culture headlines. Really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Not even sure what I'm looking at.
I don't know if my Google searches are ever really that interesting because I feel like all the interesting stuff I do on my phone, which all of the tabs are private browser.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, I only do work stuff on my laptop for the most part. So like most of it is just so boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's just technical shit.
It's business on my computer and pleasure on my phone. So
exactly. Yeah, my phone is just like a lot of dumb shit. They're just like, do I have this one disease because I'm feeling this way? And it's just a lot of, you know, a lot of the shit or whatever. Stuff I'm googling. I'm like, yeah, I think I have like on my phone just like Billie Eilish racist video.
Yeah, what was the deal with that? What, her boyfriend was racist?
I think when she was like 13 years old, she like said like was like singing along with like a Tyler the Creator song, and it was like an anti-Asian slur in it, and she like kind of like was just like repeating the lyrics, and that was that, and someone found it and put it out, which is crazy to me because I'm like, why is there a video from like I don't know how many years ago on the internet? Like, do you guys not know how to delete videos?
There are people also who definitely dedicate like all their time to like finding shit on people. Like this, the same thing with the BDSM video, and it's like, what are you getting out of it?
It doesn't make any sense, because like if you're selling it to like, you know, like a news agency or something, you're making money out of it, then you, sure, I guess it makes sense. Mm-hmm. At least there's like a monetary like value. But like some people are just like, you know, like just, you know, just have a Twitter account and that's all they do. And I'm just like, I don't know if that is fun. Like, I don't even know who you are.
I don't think it's fun. I also think it's like totally different than like things happening in the present. Like to post a video, like when Peng Dang posted that video of Tony Hinchcliffe, like calling him into using slurs, like that was at least had happened like the same week. And it was,
yeah,
he was posting it to like spread some sort of awareness, not to like publicly shame the guy. So, you know, and also like it was the cultural standard of today, not the cultural standard of 10 years ago also.
Exactly. So, yeah,
I think,
yeah, I guess it's some people, that's how they give meaning to their existence, to be honest. It's just, there's nothing else going on for them. Like, mm-hmm. I just can't imagine spending my time doing that. I'm just like, I have better things to do.
Yeah. Okay. Truth or dare?
Truth.
Is there anything where, like, before you came to the US, you thought was like a joke about America, but it actually turned out to be real?
I mean, how dumb some people in the US are is very accurate. I 100% believe that is true now. And, just like how, like, I don't know, I just feel like, I think a lot of like those like jokes, I guess, have to do with ignorance, honestly. Like everything I believed that was like a joke about the US, like turns out to be true, was like, yes. Also, like, honestly, like how, I guess, just like how a lot of people in the US like do not care about anyone else but themselves, just like this whole like individualistic trait. That you like, I feel like I used to hear from people, like, not even as a joke, as just like a stereotype, I guess. But you're like, I don't think that's true. And then you like move here and I'm like, oh wow, this is, I mean, like, not everyone obviously, but like a big part of the population, like, oh, you really do not give a fuck about anyone else, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It is just you. And I think that was like, that belief was like amplified during the pandemic. I was just like, my God, yeah, like, you do not care that people are dying.
Yeah, the idea of, like,
not serve you.
Individual freedoms.
Yeah, and right. I mean, exactly, and I'm sure, like, you, like, I don't know, like, where I grew up is, like, it's, I mean, yes, it wasn't great, but, like, it was, like, very community-based, you know? And I'm sure, like, it's the same thing with, like, you know, like, Indian culture, where you, like, you just, like, you know, like, you have the family, and you, like, have the extended family, and you mm-hmm. have all of that. And even though, yes, it can be feel like very oppressive at some points, where it's just like them getting into your business all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that part where you're like, you know, like if you ever like were like in extreme need for something, you will mm-hmm. have someone like you can rely on. Like they will just not let you, they're not going to like let something bad happen to you, or just like, yeah, but you know, but like you always know that you will have someone to rely on if you're like, they will not let you just like go and just like be like not have a house or like be houseless or something, which is something that just like still like shocks me to this day. And I mean, I know that was something in the US that happens, you know, like you have like a lot of like people like were like homeless and stuff, which is like heartbreaking, but. And I think a lot of it has to do with the people just being trying to be individuals, and like it's not a community based society. So it's just like, to a lot of people, just like, yeah, this sucks, but like these people made these choices, and that's where they are now. And I am a good person, and I avoided that. And while like where I come from, it's more like, nah, yeah, we're not gonna let that happen, no matter what this person and what the choices they make or like whatever. Who cares? We'll have to find them somewhere to be.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also like reminiscent of what you were saying about like Biden forgiving his son, but like wanting to lock up all these other people. Cause
yeah,
it's like, I think there's also like there's room for individualism within like helping your community. Like that's also the thing that's strange, is because a lot of the people who really don't care about other people are also the same people who really try to limit self-expression in a lot of ways, and like being who you are, which is like a tenet of, which is like one of the really nice things about American individualism, I feel, is that like you have the freedom to be whoever you are and not like what your role is in society.
Of course,
I think it's interesting that like the same people who are opposed to helping others are also opposed to like people just, it's like a strange thing because those are like two like ideologies like clashing, but I don't think anything is ever like consistent with those kinds of people.
Exactly, yeah. And I think yes, like you want to be your own person and stuff like that, and that's like something I enjoy about being here. Like I'm not with my family anymore. Like it's like I do miss my family and everything, but I enjoy my own like personal freedom and just like being able to do whatever I want without them like weighing in on everything. But I think like it's just like I feel like there's this line where you just like sometimes like it turns from like just being expressing yourself and being an individual, it just like becomes like borderline to like just like you become like very selfish, and like there's that line should be like of like you should like know when you're like stepping into that like selfishness part, because like, you know, like a lot of things like are like labeled as like, you know, like, you know, it's my life, I'm taking care of myself and like stuff like that, and I'm like, you okay, yes, you can do that, but like also it is okay to care about other people as well. It shouldn't, and there shouldn't be like something in return for doing that. It's just I feel like if we're all doing well, you're also will be doing better. So like, I feel like that mentality is lacking, where like the health of the, like the whole group is like also will reflect on the individual, and people are just like, no, it's just me. If I'm doing well, I am doing well. I don't care about other people. I'm like, no, it should be everyone, because it's just, that's how it works.
I also don't get like all the like really rich people would have every single need of theirs that they have met now, still met. Can still have those all those things met and have money left over and everyone can be fed and housed. It's not the threat that they think it is, you know, but I think it's like coming to feel morally superior.
Well, yeah, because like for a lot of these people, they think that they've made those choices and they are better people because of those choices. And everyone who doesn't lead the same life has made the wrong choices, and that should be on them to fix it. And they're like, no, it's not. Even for people who literally did not work for that money.
I'm like,
did you make the choice to be born into a rich family? I'm just like, that wasn't a choice. You just got lucky.
Yeah, and they're like, well, my father worked his, like, I don't know. It's very weird.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people who make way less money work a lot harder than a lot of people and make so much money. So
100%. The jobs I had were paid me the least amount of money is the jobs I've worked the harder doing. Like I work less than I've used in the past. And now I'm like, I'm making more than I used to, even though I'm doing like way less work. Not just like way less work that I enjoy versus like work that I hated and I had no time to do anything else. And I also made almost no money. So it's just like that whole like working hard mentality doesn't make any sense to me, because I'm like, I believe people who work in customer service work way harder than I do.
I think it's also like you definitely want to have moral superiority, because if you believe like everyone can work hard and out like pull themselves up by the bootstraps, etc., like then none of the things that you rely on would get done, like services that you rely on other people doing for you. If you still feel like that's morally inferior to you, if everyone just did that and it worked that way, like you still want people working those jobs to be poor so that you can you know.
Absolutely, yeah, because like it's just like I said earlier, just like there has to be people doing worse than you are so you'll be doing well. And it's just like, it's such a weird mentality to have. Just like, like there has to be suffering in order for people to other people to feel good. Like instead of just being like, how about like some people, like no one is like, how about everyone does well and then there are other people who do more well.
Mm-hmm.
Like no, some people have to fucking suffer. It has to be bad.
Because I'm like, I guess feel good. You can still have like the richest people. Like everyone doesn't need to make the exact same amount of money, but it's like, what does it hurt you that you have like a little more money than the next, I don't know, like the people at the bottom
will be mad at you. No one will be mad at your money, your vast wealth, if people like had healthcare and had like food to eat, like 3 meals a day, and like had like good transportation and like could take vacations and a time off. People will just be like just like busy living their lives. But like now you're just like people are suffering, so I'm like, of course people are mad at you. Like why wouldn't they be?
Truth or dare me.
Oh, okay. Yes, true. Okay, truth or dare.
I'll do truth this time.
Okay, how long have you been doing stand-up? Or comedy in general? Okay.
That's how long I've been doing stand-up. I've been doing comedy since I was like 14. I did improv in high school and like sketch and improv in college.
Okay, so have you ever like had a joke like in your material or whatever in the past that you look back at now and you think it is extremely embarrassing that you thought that was funny?
I'm sure I have those things. I feel like I repressed them. I'm trying to think of like, you know, I have...
Like it doesn't have to be something bad or cancelable or like something like that. Like if you go back and watch your first set or whatever and you're like, oh God, why didn't I think this was funny?
I have this joke about like how my Apple Watch was my most toxic relationship and how it's like body shaming me and whatever. It just like, it's fine. It's a joke. It was like so not about anything.
Oh yeah.
I have that joke. The one where I stopped, I wanted to fuck Tommy Lehrer and I'm not like, I thought it was a funny joke. It's embarrassing. I've definitely done some stuff on Zoom shows that I feel like has not come across. Like I've been wanting to tell a joke, a kind of joke, and then I try to write it and it's not what I think it is. And it comes up. A lot of times, like when I think a joke is like edgy or something, also I over explain the context, which can make it less acceptable than it just saying it outright.
No, I get it. I mean, like I still like watch like my like a lot of like my material like when I first started. I'm just like it, like nothing was bad, like nothing was like offensive or anything. It's just like this is not good at all. Like, and it's so funny because, like, at a time, like, I remember doing it and being like, this is good. This is amazing. Like, I am the next big thing. And now I'm just like, this is embarrassing. Time to unlist this on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's like the natural course of things, though. It's like everything
you do is
going to be embarrassing to you in the future.
Of course. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do one last round.
Okay.
Truth or dare?
I'll do truth again.
Okay, wow. No dares for you. Let's see. Who is someone in like the comedy world or something that you initially found to be annoying or something and now have grown to like?
I don't think I think it's only the opposite, to be honest.
Okay, then tell me one of the opposites.
Like it's like comedians who I thought was like were like good and like very funny, and then like now I'm just like ugh. Like I mean, like Kevin Hart is an example. I feel like when I first started doing comedy, like when I like got first interested in comedy, you watch like his early stuff, I'm like, oh my God, this is so good, so funny. Mm-hmm. And then I go like I go and watch it now, and I'm just like, why did I think this is good? Like like nothing about this is really funny. It's just like him, just like he's just like jumping around, like just like, you know, like just saying stuff out, like he's just like yelling stuff out loud, and it's just the same bit over and over again, really, about him just like being scared of everything or whatever, and like just doing weird impressions of like his parents or whatnot. So I feel like a lot of those comedians like who are like had like international appeal, I would say, like I'd go and watch them now. I'm just like, God damn it, this sucks.
I mean, like, anyone who can appeal to everyone is definitely not having that much nuance in what they're saying.
100%. Yeah, it's a lot of, like, it's because it's the same thing too. It's just like it's like just like very general material, a lot of accents, a lot of impressions, and maybe they like sing or something.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, oh my god, this is good. I like comedy like this. And it's just like, yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess this works in Vegas or something, or it's just like people who have never seen comedy before.
And I think most consumers of comedy aren't comedians too, you know, like, so I think you look at it with different lens when you actually have to, when you actually do the writing, because when you don't, I think it's like much easier to be impressed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's just like, especially like doing it now, and like been doing it for a few years and stuff, you can just tell them like, this is doesn't even like follow the structure of a joke. You really just had no premise, and then you made a lot of noises, and people were like, this is fuck, incredible, amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, this is bad, but I mean, good for you, I guess. You're making a lot of money. So, I mean, what do I know? Yeah, I have one more thing, and it has to be a truth, because it's the only thing I have left. But what is something that you pretended to care about or like for so long only to make someone else happy, even though you secretly hated that thing?
I haven't done much of that in my life. If anything, I have pretended to hate things that I actually like just to spite people. But I'm trying to think. Maybe like video games or like certain TV shows. Yeah, I don't think anything big though. And it's like a fake answer. But yeah, I don't think I like do that much.
I feel like I've only done that maybe like the only example I can think of is that I have this my credit card. It has the Minnesota Vikings on it for some reason. It was a mistake, and I don't watch football at all. But there was this bagel place next to my place where I paid with my card once. And since now the guy's from there, he's from Minnesota, and he just loves the Vikings. And I pretended to like football for like a whole year, because every time I go there, it would just give me like free bagels. So every time like the Vikings like play or something, I'll just like look it up and see like the score and stuff. So just so I can talk to him about it for like a second, and then just get my free bagels and go out. And that was like probably like the longest like lie I've ever lived. But it made him happy, so I guess we both won.
I think those kind of situations, though, it's like so innocuous, and it's kind of fun to play along.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, why not, man? Just to make you happy. I mean, I'm sure no one cares about the Vikings here, so I'll be that person.
That's funny that your card just had the Vikings on it. Well,
yeah, it still has for some reason, yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining me.
Of course.
If you want to leave the listeners any last parting words, be my guest.
I guess just follow me on Twitter, and it's at Mohanad El Shaky, and be nice to me always, or I'll block you.
Yeah, you're ruthless on there.
I have to.
Thank you all so much for listening. See you next time. Hosted on dimlywit.com.